Good afternoon, everyone, and welcome to another segment of Let's Talk About It on ESPN Jamestown AM 1400. We're translated on 97.1 FM, and you can catch us anywhere in the world at newsdakota.com. Joining us right now from the James River Figure Skating Club, we have Judy Jorgensen, who is now a parent volunteer with the James River Figure Skating Club. And Judy, welcome to our show.
Thanks for having me back.
Yeah, absolutely. Love having you on, Judy. It's good to be connected with the Figure Skating Club. I mean, we've talked about numerous things, the raffles that you guys have done, the skating competitions, and just so much is going on with the skating club, even into the summer.
Yes.
And we've brought you on today. We're going to talk about the second annual car raffle, because this thing was such a good fundraiser for you guys.
Oh my gosh, and it's so exciting because this year, I mean, I can hardly stand it. I can't wait to drive this car. And if you knew me, last year they were going, okay, Judy, drive the car. It's okay. I think there's a plot. Have Judy get a new car. So this year, anyway, we're giving away a 2017 all-wheel drive Buick Encore. Awesome. And it's that beautiful black cherry color. It is gorgeous.
Absolutely. It makes gorgeous. Me envious. It does. It's a beautiful car.
And you know what? You don't need the car. You could take $15,000 in cash.
Yes.
And again, we have the eight $500 cash prizes. So lots of opportunities to win. Again, we are only printing 2,000 tickets.
Okay.
So your odds are so much better than any lottery ticket you've ever purchased.
And what we need to mention with this too, Judy, I mean, the car raffle was such a great success for you guys last year.
Yes. We're so glad that we did it. You know, it helps with our overall operating costs. You know, ice costs go up every year. We have coaching fees. We have all of the costs that go into, you know, there's USFSA fees for the club. There's, you know, continuing fees that mount up. Yeah. And without raising costs all the time, you have to have a way to effectively fundraise, and this really has been wonderful for us, and it's allowed us to have a great scholarship program. You know, we want every child out there to have the opportunity to take part in the skating program.
Now, this scholarship too, Judy, just to get a little bit more background on this, this has been something that the club has wanted to put together for a while now.
For a long time, we just didn't have the funding. And, you know, thanks to a boost from the Optimist Club and then the car raffle, we are well on our way to having a nice established scholarship fund. So if people are interested, you know, they can contact any one of us. They can stop and talk to us at Kite Fest. We're going to have lots of information available.
Perfect. Again, Judy Jorgensen with the James River Figure Skating Club joining us here on Let's Talk About It. Their second annual car raffle, it kicks off. 2,000 tickets are available. And you guys will be first at the Kite Festival. So people who are interested should stop up there because they'll get to view the car there as well,
I'm sure, right? Absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely. Well, hopefully. Now, the last time I heard, the car wasn't officially here.
Oh, no.
But it's supposed to be here now. So
you'll have pictures. I'm sure you'll have pictures.
No, hopefully I'll drive it right up there like I did last year. But, you know, besides having the concessions, we're going to have information on when you can register online.
Awesome.
Who you can contact about the scholarship information. And also just general questions if they want to ask about the skating club and classes and what we do. We'll all be there. And who doesn't love Kite Fest?
Oh, it's so fun.
Oh, my gosh.
It really
is.
We just got done talking with Chris Dodson and Mike G about it, too.
Oh, yeah. They're great.
They are.
It's We've so gone fun. Every year since they started.
Yeah, it's been going on for a long 23 years is this year. So individuals, check out the Kite Festival while you're at it. That's helped put on by the Jamestown Parks and Recreation Department. But make sure you do stop by and check out the, you know, the concessions, which, again, you guys will be getting the funds for that to help out with the cost of everything as well.
Well, on Saturday, Victory Lutheran Church has the air games again, free of charge to the public. There's no admission fee for Kite Fest. What more could you ask for?
It's
bring
free.
The whole family.
Yeah.
Bring absolutely. The dogs. Everyone brings the dogs. They set up little shelters.
Oh, yeah.
What am I trying to say?
They call them like shade tents, I believe.
Yeah.
They'll have those set up for people to sit under. Yep. So check that out. And again, this raffle, only 2,000 tickets are available. So let's get some details on that, Judy. People want to buy a ticket. How much are they going to be paying for a ticket?
They're
going to
be $25 again this year. Okay. And this year, the added bonus is we're hoping by Kite Fest that we will have an iPad with a square so they can pay with their debit or credit card. We'll also have that available when we're at other events with the car. So it's just so much easier for people just to put it on their card. Who carries cash?
Not anymore, really. A lot of people don't. It's crazy.
I never carried cash.
It's always the card now. Yeah. Just the swipe. So, bring your just get ready to, help out the James River Figure Skating Club. I always get that messed up sometimes. Judy Jorgensen again with the club joining us on Let's Talk About It. Is there talks about where else they can get tickets, Judy, if they aren't able to make it to Kite Festival?
Any skaters and their family, and then Gifts from the Heart will have tickets. I know that more places will have them available as we get underway, but we're just getting on the cusp of this now and just beginning. And I want to give a shout out to Wilhelms and the Casey's and Newman Signs, again, for helping sponsor this. And also to our donor sponsors, ADM, Applebee's, Domino's, Gifts from the Heart, Border States Paving, Corner Bar, and LD Concrete.
Awesome.
So thankful for them for sponsoring the car.
They're the ones that make it possible, for sure.
Yeah.
And the big question that I can't believe I almost forgot to ask, Judy, when will the car be given away? When is the drawing for the car?
Oh, it's going to be at our Christmas recital,
awesome,
which will be December 3rd.
Awesome. December 3rd. So get that on your calendar. Buy tickets before then, because I'm sure they're going to go real fast, hopefully, to sell all of those and help out the James River Figure Skating Club.
Well, and if you can't remember our website, just type in winthiscar.info.
Nice.
And it will lead you to all the info on getting your tickets and the club website and everything.
Wonderful. Judy, is there anything else you wanted to say about the club or about the raffle that you guys are doing this summer?
Oh, just, come on out to Kite Fest, buy some tickets, see the car, meet some of our skaters and their families that are serving the concessions. Enjoy Kite Fest and have a great family weekend. You know, what more can you ask for? If you haven't been to Kite Fest, they always have the 180 Go team here.
Yes, so fun.
Oh my gosh, it's like aerial ballet.
Yeah, it's amazing.
They really are talented flyers.
Awesome. Very good. Well, Judy, thank you for joining us, and make sure you support the James River Figure Skating Club. Their raffle going on through the summer, and they'll do that drawing for the 2017 all-wheel drive Buick Encore on their December 3rd Christmas recital.
Our Christmas recital.
Yeah, very
exciting. And also, just stay tuned for more opportunities this summer at other functions that we'll be at with the car.
Yes, they will be all over the place, I'm sure.
We're going to be.
Well, you want to drive it as much as possible, right, Judy?
Exactly.
Judy, thanks for joining us here on Let's Talk.
You're welcome.